is scheduled to begin this hour here in Washington. Once again, there is nationwide TV coverage. A look at what lies ahead from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The second day of historic impeachment hearings brings former career diplomat Marie Yovanovitch to the Capitol to publicly tell her story about being suddenly removed from her post in Ukraine in April, told she was the target of a smear campaign and described by President Trump as bad news in his now famous July phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats say that call was to pressure Ukraine for dirt on political rivals, but President Trump campaigning last night says it was a perfect phone call.
We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
It's perfectly wrong. It's bribery,
which is an impeachable offense. Additional witnesses from the diplomatic community will be called to testify in upcoming sessions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It is another day of painful questions as families in a school shooting outside Los Angeles mourn the deaths of two students. Here's AP's Tim McGuire.
A high school junior is accused of using a .45 to shoot five other students and then himself at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Ken Wegner.
From the time that he withdrew the handgun from his backpack to the time that he was on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head was about 16 seconds.
Two of the victims, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, are dead. The AP, using the address of a police search warrant and property records, found but not made public the boy's identity. Brooke Risley, who has known him since elementary school, says he was a Boy Scout, a good student, and while quiet, has friends and a girlfriend. She adds, we're all wondering, what was the motive? I'm Tim McGuire.
From Washington, this is VOA News. We get some information on the alleged attacker in Thursday's California high school shooting from AP correspondent Matt